welcome yet another beautiful Tuesday. And it's always such a pleasure when that time comes around, because I have the privilege of getting into the world of some really amazing St. Lucian women with a story. I mean, the whole aim is to inspire. And of course, when we have this morning, I'm even more, I'm even more intrigued, because this young lady, I think, I have looked at her, you know, from since pageantry years, Red Unlimited, when they sent her up for pageantry. And I think that was our first taste of Louise. Well, that was my first taste of Louise. And ever since, this young lady has been propelling herself, has been pushing herself. She has not stopped a moment. She has just understood what she wanted out of life, and she has just kept pushing forward and going after it. And I think that's an awesome and beautiful story. If we can get our head off our personal stuff and just focus on what it is we're going to be discussing this morning, I think a lot of young people, and maybe even older folk, will be able to at least draw some inspiration from you in terms of going after what you want, achieving what you want, and you're never too young and new. So good morning and welcome to Louise Victor. Morning, darling. It's
good
such
morning,
a pleasure.
Maureen. it's a pleasure to be here.
I'm sure the weekend would have had you bit, but... It's good to have you looking all well this morning, because you look refreshed. You don't look like you've been beat up, but I have a feeling you were. You know, that's a big task that you're undertaken.
Yes.
But first, let's get into, for some persons who may not know, let's get into a little bit of the personal Louise Victor. What was, where growing up, we know, you make no mistake about letting persons know you're a Miku girl.
That's right.
Right. So for persons who may not know, what was growing up like? What was your childhood like? Some of your hobbies, some of the things that you enjoyed doing back then, some of the aspirations, maybe even growing up, that you would have had. And as opposed to where life takes, you know, if it's on the same track, or if there was a mix in there somehow. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, Maureen, unapologetically, Jamiku. All of my schooling up until primary school was in Miku. So infant and primary school, Miku infant and Miku primary. I attended the Viewford Comprehensive Secondary School, probably the best 5 years of my life.
Interesting.
Throughout my, I grew up with, I'm very family oriented. I'm a daddy's girl. I'm the only girl.
Oh.
So I'm actually named after my dad. My dad is Louis Victor, and I'm Louise.
Oh,
so
Louis and Louise. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes,
that's awesome.
So grew up with two very loving parents. I have two brothers. I'm smack in the middle between the boys.
Okay.
And I had a beautiful childhood. Both sides of the extended family, in terms of my mom's parents and my dad's parents, were also in Miku, and so it was always fun growing up in Miku. The summers were amazing, with playing with my cousins, sticky talk and Chinese keep for hours. And so I have very, very fond memories as a child growing up in what they consider the country, but I wouldn't change a thing about it. My school life, I was quite the, I wouldn't say nerd, but I was always, up until primary school at least, I was always the top female achiever in my class. So I was somewhere between first and third, between stage one up until what's it called now, grade six. Standard four.
Yeah,
that's what it was for.
It confuses me too.
And but from about age seven, I was an star athlete, so I did sprints.
So you academically, and it was quite balanced, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes. So I was I began just one day, you know, regular school sports, and I realized I was probably as fast as Usain Bolt then. But so I had, my mom still has all of the awards, especially primary school. I dominated the tracks, Victrix Ludorum. I probably have like over 60 medals, bronze, gold, and silver.
Okay, all right.
And then I moved on to Viewford Comprehensive. I continued with that. I graduated with the award for excellence in track.
Wow.
So in Form 3, I had the record for Division 2 long jump. So I did high jump. So it was, I was a pure athlete. I didn't want to do, I stopped netball. I played it at primary school because I was one of the tallest girls. But once I got to secondary school, I thought it was too girly. So I opted for volleyball instead. I didn't do cheerleading because I thought it was too girly. So, yeah.
What an interesting. I mean, we're building up to something very interesting here.
Yeah.
Because from thinking that things were too girly,
yes,
onto pageantry.
Yes. So a lot of my schoolmates from Beaufort Comprehensive were just shocked when Louise, pageants, what? People were just confused.
Right.
But for me, it was just a change of shoes from track shoes to high heels, because the same mental discipline that you had to apply to sports was what applied to pageant, because I saw pageantry as a form of sport.
Right.
And so for me,
during all the time, are you conscious of this? Is it conscious or just you operating in your normal space, or is it something that you're conscious? You're consciously making all of this decision. That sort of strong mindedness. Mm-hmm. So, oh, it's too girly, I'm not going to do that, or you know, like this consciousness to achieve. Is it something that you had, or you just happened naturally?
I think that's a very interesting question. I never thought about it. I know I could remember from when I began to make certain decisions that, okay, I don't want to do this. But I think it's the nurturing of my parents, that positive reinforcement, especially from my dad. My dad is very affectionate and very, he's always affirming you. So even in the very small achievements, you would always tell me, Daddy's proud of you, Daddy loves you. And he still does that up until today. So I think it was probably from my early days of excelling at track or academically, and always hearing those sorts of affirmations from a figure like my dad really did do a lot in building a certain type of confidence that I think even today as a woman, had I not had my dad present in my life in the way that he is, I probably would not have had that type of confidence and being able to know consciously that there are some things I will not accept and what I will probably be willing to work with.
Okay. When during your growing up time, did you have aspirations? What did you want to be? What did you want to do?
Yes. So at Beaufort Comprehensive, I actually did sciences. I wanted to become a dermatologist because I have eczema. It's actually flaring up today.
Oh, man.
And it used to be really bad. Some days, especially the excessive heat and whatnot, and my mom used to have sleepless nights with me. And she had tried everything. And I said, okay, I'm going to find a cure for eczema. And so my aspiration then was to have become a dermatologist. And in Form 4, after I had chosen my subject, she took me to some Indian doctor that was visiting St. Lucia, and he prescribed something that has worked since. And I finished with my CXCs, and then I think by the time I left Beaufort Comprehensive, I realized, okay, maybe sciences was not my true passion.
Okay.
And I began to. I worked at Cable and Wireless. There was a sales academy, and I was among 12 young people who were being trained, and they kept the top three. Mm-hmm. So I was among the top three that stayed on, and then I kind of got exposed to the world of business, the sales part of it, and the whole marketing side of things. And then that's when my appreciation for marketing and PR kind of took off coming from that sales training background. And
But stick a pin, when we come back, we're going to get into that whole stint, your achievements, of course, talked about the Shivling Scholarship, quite prestigious, and I wouldn't say lucky, I would say, you know, you were privileged enough to have gotten that scholarship. So we here with Louis Victor, we are on She Speaks. It's brought to you with the compliments of GK Insurances. The agents here in St. Lucia is EC Global Insurance Agency.
They're not just angels on the road, they are angels off-road too. GK Insurance, through its agents, EC Global Insurance Agency, brings you Angel Advantage Plus. Get a level of coverage, support, and added value worthy of the high standard you set yourself every day. Contact us today at 451-3244. Angel Advantage Plus from EC Global Insurance Agency plus GK Insurance. Our strength is on your side.
And we're back. In case you're just joining us, it's She speaks on Radio Caribbean International. My name is Marina, and I've got my guest today. She's none other than Louise Victor. And we have been getting into Louise. We've learned a little bit about her that we didn't know, daddy's girl and all of that, and the fact that she wanted to be a doctor, well, a dermatologist to be exact. And she was actually very, very, very active in sports.
Yes.
And we didn't know that. Well, I didn't know that. So, interestingly, here we are now. Academic achievements. Why did you decide to pursue a career in communications, public relations, communications?
Well, we were speaking just before into the break about my early days in mm-hmm. terms of my professional development. And I think also in MECO, in terms of the MECO Youth and Sports Council, I also served as PR officer, PRO, back then when I just came out of school. So I think that exposure in the community as well as the professional settings that I was in encouraged me to want to pursue that. And I did my undergrad because, of course, after winning National Carnival Queen, I got a scholarship to Monroe. And I did a business management I majored in business administration and a minor in marketing because I knew that I wanted to pursue marketing for sure then.
Wow.
And from there, I interned at Digicel as a marketing intern at the end of my degree.
Oh, remember you did those days.
Yes. And then I worked with Axel Finance as the assistant marketing manager, and then I went back to Digicel as a marketing and communications executive. I thoroughly enjoyed my Digicel days. And even if it was marketing and communications, there was the PR side of things that I loved doing, and it almost became a part of me. And so when the time was coming to, okay, Louise, you want to do your master's, what are you going to focus on? Mm-hmm. I was looking very specifically at international public relations because I wanted to be able to practice PR globally. Mm-hmm. And I was very specific in terms of looking for the course that offered what I was looking for. And there was Cardiff University. I also had my goal of becoming a Chevening Scholar. And I remember one of my professors during my undergrad said, there's a lot of scholarships out there for masters. You shouldn't have to pay for your masters. And I kept that in the back of my mind. And once I knew that, okay, I had somewhat matured in some ways, that in terms of Digicel, everything was becoming very comfortable. I asked myself, what is the new challenge? And 2017 was the year I decided to leave and pursue my master's.
That's when you applied to Chevening?
I would have applied from 2016 because it begins from November the year before. And then the final awardees are announced in July. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So It's a long process.
There's one I wanted to ask before, so I'm asking and then I'm going to follow up with the other one. So would you say that pageantry influenced your career move, or your career move influenced your pageantry life? How did it work for you? Was it pageantry got you into it, or it helped you along in pageantry?
Pageantry influenced it because the fact that I became Carnival Queen at 19.
Right.
And that was, then I began my degree that same year.
Right.
And so I think all of the public exposure, because also during that time,
You also went up for Miss Universe.
Universe.
That would have been on an international platform as well.
Yes. But I think too, even like during my undergrad period, it was so many. I think I did about 5 or 6 regional pageants.
Yeah,
and so,
before that.
Yeah, so all of that public exposure, I think, would have definitely influenced my career. I think it was that way.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Now, you're now, we just brushed by this evening because it's a big thing. It's a big deal. I mean, yesterday we had Dr. Fletcher here. Mm-hmm. He was also a recipient. So, I mean, that one must have been huge. I mean, you applied, and were you expecting it to?
I knew it. I had faith.
Right.
I did have faith. And as I went through each process, each part of the process, I just kept the faith. But I remember being so nervous about my interview. mm-hmm. and the panelists and the questions they were asking. Right. I was confident that I had given a good account of myself, but when I could never forget the morning I received that email, because my phone had actually fell and broken, so I was looking at things from my iPad and I was getting ready to go to work at Digicel, and I received that email, Maureen, and I have not cried as an adult tears of joy that much. It was just an uncontrollable flow of tears, like, wow, Louise, you actually did this. And I think it wasn't until I got to the UK and I being in the presence of 1,200, I think it was, in my ear, other people, other young people from across the globe.
Across the globe. So what was it like, representing for St. Lucia in that
It was, I mean, you come there thinking, okay, I'm from St. Lucia, this small island thing. But as you begin to, you know, have your interact with anybody who from Pakistan and from Ghana and from Egypt, you realize that there's no need to be intimidated. There's no need to shrink yourself. You're equal to that person, and nobody is any more brilliant than you, because then even when you articulate yourself, like when I spoke about, say, my what my research would have been on my dissertation, everybody was just looking at me like, what? Yeah. That's so genius. But then you're speaking to somebody and you're like, whoa, yes. I never thought of that before. So it's just, it reminds you that you're no lesser than anybody else from any part of the world.
Certainly you've grown up with quite an induction in terms of the culture and an appreciation for it. So mm-hmm. that is part of you. You are now the director?
Executive
director of one of St. Lucia's most iconic institution, the Folk Research Center. Boy. Tell us about that. I mean, tell us about your love for culture. How do you intend to impact culture in St. Lucia?
So applying for Chevening, there's a particular question that is your career question. Mm-hmm. And you had to, of course, identify how you would use your degree to benefit certain sectors in your country. And so for me, I saw that there was opportunity for institutions like even NTN, FRC, CDF, Tourist Board, to do more when it comes to promoting St. Lucia, but more from a cultural perspective. And it's funny that my experience at Miss Universe actually influenced my research turned out to be. So I looked at the name of my paper is Sustainable Development, Beyond Tourism, a Sustainable Development Approach for St. Lucia Through Nation Branding. But in this instance, nation branding from a cultural promotion perspective, mm-hmm. because my argument is if the Petors and the world's only driving volcano, if we have an earthquake and these things are no longer, then what do we have to express ourselves as a people? And going into FRC, that was my thinking, that we have an opportunity with the Creole language to do so much. And because of what the institution represents, and your nation's brand is really the psyche of your people, the personality of your people. And if that is captured through folk, through tradition, through heritage, and, you know, FRC has been more or less the pioneer in that regard, mm-hmm. then therein is the opportunity to help take St. Lucia to have a different type of conversation about St. Lucia as opposed to just tourism.
Right. So you're almost, what, a few months in there now? You had your first junior Creole.
My first baptism by fire.
So what are you thinking now? I mean, some of the plans that you come in with, well, mm-hmm. there's one thing to have a mission mm-hmm. and have a plan from on the outside. Now that you're actually on the inside, do you see yourself achieving the things that you want to achieve using that platform, that institution?
I think there are some things that low-hanging, and, you know, they could be implemented within a certain period, but some things will take a lot more patience from me in terms of coming from an environment like a private, fast-paced environment like Digicel to quasi-government. It's two totally different environments. True. And so I've had to adjust myself mentally. I've had to learn and grow, and also lean on the staff that are at FRC for the last few months to walk me through certain things, because in as much as I may have had my ideas and my perceptions of things, being in there, I have had to make some adjustments myself. And I think it will be an interesting, because the tenure is 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I think within that time there is...
Do you plan to try to stay on at least after the 2? How much is it? 2 years?
2 years.
Two years is not a long time to make an impact of right. that magnitude. So
yes.
Why do you plan to
we'll
try?
See after the 2 years.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts, though, on you know, women in leadership in St. Lucia? What are your thoughts?
The last few months have been very interesting for me. I didn't realize that I was not being Louise in certain ways. Mm-hmm. And I must say thank you to Judy D. Turville. One day she called me and she was like,
she was
Louise, it's like, Louise, how do you feel about the job? How do you feel about the position? And I was like, and she was picking up on, you know, my body language and my demeanor in certain interviews, because, I mean, as a PR person,
right.
she haven't seen me and heard me. She knew that something was not wrong, and I was not right, sorry. And I acknowledged to her that, I mean, I do have moments of being very guarded of what I say, not wanting to offend anyone. And she's like, no. Say what you have to say.
What you think.
And that conversation with her, thankfully it was somewhere early enough in October, and I knew I was feeling it, but I didn't realize it was manifesting in the way that it was, that somebody had to call me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really thankful to Judy for, you know, having that woman-to-woman conversation with me and saying, hey, you're in this chair, so whatever you have to disrupt, whoever you have to ruffle some feathers, do what you have to do, because you've already gotten the position.
Right.
Don't be shy. And going forward, ever since that conversation with her, it really made me be more aware in terms of the confidence with which I speak, being respectful, but then still saying what I want to say.
Do you believe enough of our women in leadership is taking on that position, or they're just towing the line and just comfortable, okay, I've got the position, but I'm not going to ruffle any feathers, I'm not going to make any impact, because I'm just comfortable just knowing that I have the title and I'm collecting the money for the title, but I'm good with it. I'm not trying to create no storm here. Do you think, what do you think of our women who are holding leadership position?
I think in some spaces there are some women who are very vocal and mm-hmm. very unapologetic, but there are still some of us who want to sugarcoat and want to be too diplomatic and not want to disrupt. But like Judy reminded me, you're in this chair for a reason. So
right.
If they're going to criticize you, they're going to criticize you regardless. So just do and say what you have to do.
And create the impact that you want.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a further break. When we come back, we just want to wrap up a little bit. So again, it's Louise Victor. That's my guest on She Speaks. She Speaks is made possible with the compliments of GK Insurances. The agents here in St. Lucia is EC Global Insurance Agency.
And they're not just angels on the road. They are angels off-road, too. GK Insurance, through its agents, EC Global Insurance Agency, brings you Angel Advantage Plus. Get a level of coverage, support, and added value worthy of the high standard you set yourself every day. Contact us today at 451-3244. Angel Advantage Plus from EC Global Insurance Agency plus GK Insurance. Our strength is on your side.
We are back. We're about to wrap up. Louise Victor is our guest, and it's been a journey thus far, but certainly there's quite a lot ahead of you.
Yes.
We have not even asked if you don't decide to, after the 2 years, to go back or stick with the Fork Research Center. Mm-hmm. What's next? So we're going to ask what next, if not, and then we're going to ask you. I mean, along this journey, you're a young woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing in life comes without challenges. So I'm sure there must have been some form, fashion, challenge that you faced along your journey in towards achieving all that you have accomplished thus far. You know, how would you would have overcome, if there's any particular one that you remember that like your highlights, and how you would have overcome it? And
Having a support system is can't even begin to explain it.
And in your case, your support was the family.
My family. Having mentors is also very important. Okay. Also, right now, I have the most amazingly supportive partner right next to me, and so that's kind of reminds me of my dad in many ways. And so I think that too has also been very, very a plus for me in the last few
years.
Can
you remember at least one instant where you thought, oh boy, this is really hard, this is like along the journey, whatever we like?
I have them so often, you know. I think the toughest moment for me was before I came back home for Miss Universe, when I had just moved to the UK for school, my niece died. Oh. She was a year and 9 months, and it was having just left home, and the shock of it for the family and me being so far away was, can't really put it into words. But apart from, you know, family, there are some friends who also become family, and that is also so important. And while I did have, you know, the support of my family and whatnot virtually, I had developed kind of like my community within my classroom, 3 Ghanaians and 1 Kenyan friend, and they would literally ensure they would come get me out of the house, take me to school, ensure that I ate. So I think you can never put a price tag on having that type of support. But then allowing yourself to feel in the moment, crying and doing what you have to do, but then recognizing, okay, Lou, we kind of have to get up and taking some small steps to get back to where you have to. That type of consciousness is also very important. Having mentors, I mean, Carlene Purcell has been an amazing mentor to me.
Oh, yes, Carlene.
And I love her dearly.
She's amazing.
Yes. Amazing. And having been able to have different coping mechanisms, because even now in the month leading up to Junequil, I had some intense moments. So I was just like, you know what? I can't. So I would leave and I would just go to the beach, mm-hmm. blast my soca, mm-hmm. Sit down by the beach, scream in the car, mm-hmm. and then pull myself back together and get back
to
what I have to.
Have you along the journey, we almost out of time, but mm-hmm. just this last one, have you along the journey, because you're quite young, mm-hmm. achieving quite a lot. Some people are not too kind to things like that.
Yes.
They tend to want to blame it on something else. Or, you know, they tend to not give you credit for working hard for what it is you want, even at such a young age. Have you been dealing with it?
Yes.
And how
and
do you
handle it?
And I
continue to deal with it. I think just as, I mean, people pay you compliments and people will have negative things to say. I think it's important to never, if you feel validated by the compliments of people, mm-hmm. then the criticism of people will also impact
you. Down, right.
So I treat them the same. So I would acknowledge somebody, tell me, hey, Lou, you're doing a good job. And I would genuinely say thank you. But I would not use that as the benchmark, or everyone is saying good things about me, so I must be doing something wrong. Or
right.
everybody's saying,
and just get laid back about the whole thing.
Right. And everybody
pushing.
Has so much to say about me. So then that means I'm not good enough.
Right.
So you have to be sure of yourself to not be impacted by either one.
Wonderful. Now, in closing, anything you want to leave with our listeners, especially young women, young girls out there who may be listening, to help to inspire them, and they've got a dream and how they should go ahead and pursue it?
I would like to say to young women to love yourself first. Too often I see us just doing things in the name of love. Love yourself. Take time for yourself first. Create a routine for yourself first, and then you will be in a better position to love others and to be of service to everyone else around you. So, yeah, decide what your love, your self-love routine looks like or feels like, and do that for you every day, and you'll be surprised how much more of service you could be to everybody that you come into contact with.
Louise, you're gorgeous, you're amazing, and you're certainly an inspiration. We'll be happy to have had you on She Speak this morning. Have a
Thank
blessed
you,
morning. Wonderful. So there you had it. Louise, I mean, come on. This is such an inspiring young lady. And, you know, yes, you could learn a thing or two from Louise. You understand? She understood what she wanted. And she didn't take no for an answer. She kept pushing herself. And that is exactly why she's achieving. She's working hard. And that's what it takes. That's what it is. Simple as that. We want to wish you all the best, especially, I hope that, you know, you get to at least create some of the things or the impact that you want to create throughout the culture, in the cultural segment, yes, where you are right now. 2 years, I'm not sure, but we believe in you. All the best. So again, thank you to our sponsors, GK Insurances, the agents here in St. Lucia, ZC Global Insurance Agency. And come next Tuesday, we're going to have another guest again, another St. Lucian, seeking to inspire with their stories. Thank you so very much.